week and said, "You have a story about Judge hitting a ball at Pirate City."
Oh goodness!
Now look, I saw it firsthand. I played the golf course, so I know that whole area. Obviously, I go down.
He might have hit you.
He hit him. Tell me the story.
Well, okay. What they have us do is the guys who are on their off days of pitching, you chart games. So I'm sitting behind home plate, and this guy walks up, and we all kind of look, and we're like, who is this guy? Because he's 6'9". He is all of 6'9".
Right.
And he steps up to the plate, and one of my buddies is pitching. First pitch, throws my fastball inside, and he turns on it, and it sounded like a gunshot. He hit it so hard. And it went over the palm trees, over the street, over the bushes, onto the golf course. And we're all sitting there like, who is this guy?
Right.
But he got a hold of it.
Do you remember where the golf course was?
Yeah.
We went to Pirate. We did our spring training trip. Was it on the right?
That's incredible.
He hit it on the golf course. That's amazing. Yeah. So, hey, congratulations on your success.
Thank you. That's
exciting. Take us through the journey from baseball to – I know you've been asked that a bunch, but for local listeners, take us through the journey from baseball to football and how you got there.
Well, I got drafted out of Bowles in 2012, and when I signed, I went down to Bradenton, Florida, and that's kind of where I spent my entire time.
Yeah.
Never really had much success pitching, kind of – well, if you guys are – familiar with Rick Ankiel.
Yeah,
kind of went through that with me.
Yeah.
Couldn't really throw strikes. Was going all over the place and kind of wanted to change. You know, I was just kind of spinning my wheels down in Bradenton and called Perry Orth, one of my good buddies, because he was up here playing football at Carolina. And I asked him, I was like, what is college football all about? And he was like, hey, man, like, I know what kind of athlete you are. We're shallow on tight ends. We think it would be perfect. And he put me in contact with Steve Jr.
Okay.
And he told me to come on up, and here I am.
How about that? What a cool story.
Yeah. Hayden, how long did it take before you knew that this was a level that you were going to be able to perform well at?
Last season? Yeah. I mean, when I walked on campus, I knew I was going to be able to compete, but as far as setting tight end records at schools and being named team captain and coming to SEC Media Day, I never would have fathomed being here. So this is a pretty humbling experience for me.
What's it been like? What's it been like, all of it? The whole first time you caught a pass, the first time people went through to 85, 90,000, Williams-Brice went crazy. What's it been? Take us through that.
It's been a whirlwind. I mean, my first catch was against Texas A&M at their stadium in front of 110,000. And, you know, to silence 110,000 fans on a 50-yard catch, that's a pretty good feeling. But there's nothing like playing in Williams-Brice. I mean, we walk out to 2001 and to hear Sandstorm and to catch passes in that stadium, it's electrifying.
Jake Bentley, obviously tremendous early success. What strides have you seen him make this offseason?
Not so much on the field, but he gets in the film room and he grinds harder than anybody I've ever seen. I mean, for a 19-year-old kid to understand that's what it takes to get the team to the next level, it's impressive.
What's the how physical is it? How tough is it? How tough is football? I mean, you were throwing 95 and you are a physical baseball specimen. I remember I saw you pitch a number of times.
Yes, sir.
Now you're getting lit up by safeties who are trying to take your head off.
Mm-hmm.
How different? What's it like?
Well, everything they tell you about SEC football is 100% true. You better have your chin strap buckled up every single week because there's guys wanting to take your head off. And if you don't have your feet in the ground, they're going to come get you.
Hayden, what's it like, you know, when you start looking to the next level in the NFL, what are some aspects of your game that you feel like you need to concentrate? Is it blocking, run blocking, route running? What are some things that you're going to focus on in preseason camp?
Well, for me, I never consider myself perfect at everything. So, I mean, route running, I'm still working on. I know it's pretty good right now. I can always get better. For me, it's blocking and just understanding the game more. You know, why is a guy lined up head up? Why is a safety rotating to my side? Why are the corners bailing? So for me, being able to understand that and take my game to the next level, it's only going to help me in the NFL.
How good could South Carolina be this year?
As far as Jake Bentley wants to take us, I mean, he's the head of our offense right now. He's the head of the unit. I mean, if we can get behind him and he can lead us, I mean, we're ready.
All right. Are you a Jaguars fan? Did you grow up a Jags fan?
I watched them a little bit, but my family's from Pittsburgh, right. So we grew up kind of Steeler fans.
Yeah, yeah. I know the whole story about your family. Okay?
Yep.
I told you the story before. Quick story. Your grandfather, your dad and I were patrol boys together.
Uh-huh.
And I played for a team in San Susi called the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
Your grandfather started this team called the Pirates.
Oh, yeah.
In Glen Lea.
Mm-hmm.
Asked me to play. Brought a uniform by my house. Said, come play. Your dad's going, come on, you got to play. I mean, I'm 12 years old, right? Come on, you got to play. At the end of the day, my dad said, you got to make a decision. I said, I'm going to stay where I am in San Susi. You got to call Mr. Hurst. So I called your grandfather.
Oh, goodness gracious.
And I said, Mr. Hurst, I think I'm going to stay. He said, I understand completely. I said,
really?
But can I keep the uniform? He said, no. 100% true
that,
story.
Yep, that part doesn't surprise me.
100% true story. Hey, congratulations on your success. It's really cool for us to see you grow up as a baseball player and wind up as a football player who, I know you were thinking about college football now, but it's probably going to play in the NFL one day. That's a cool thing. Congratulations on your success.
Yes, sir. Thank you all so much for having me.
Hayden Hurst from the University of South Carolina. Back in a moment on 1010 XL 92.5 FM.
Yeah, absolutely. Great seeing you.
Yes, sir. Good to see you. Thank you for having me.